to the Central Michigan University's Countdown to Kickoff for a preview of today's game, interviews with the coach and players, and a look around the Mid-American Conference. Let's head out to the stadium with Kurt Wilson, Stan Shingles, and Brian Weefridge.
Welcome to Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant for Central Michigan University football. Oh, it does not get any bigger and it does not get any better than this. The Mid-American Conference West Division title is up for grabs tonight in the biggest rivalry game in the Mid-American Conference, Central Michigan and Western Michigan. Hi, everybody. Kurt Wilson, Stan Shingles, Brian Weefridge will join us as well. It is just an absolutely huge game here tonight between the bitter rivals, Chippewas and Broncos. Chips right now perfect in the Mid-American Conference with their 5-0 conference record. Western Michigan has one loss. They are 5-1 in conference play. If the Chippewas win tonight, they would clinch the MAC West and a berth in the MAC championship game. Western Michigan wins, they have the inside track. They still would have one more conference game at Akron that they would have to put in the win column to clinch themselves a title. But this rivalry has been bitter for many, many years, and this one is about as important as it gets. You know it's a great rivalry when one school says the two teams have played 77 times, the other says, no, we've played 78. One school has decided that one game back in 1905 just does not count in the standings, but this one will count in the standings, and it will go down as a championship-type game and a championship-type atmosphere. As we look around, there are fans still streaming in and car lights coming into Mount Pleasant, and they're going to fill this stadium up here tonight. Very cold, very windy, and a little bit of rain. That's the forecast for tonight, and a whole lot of rivalry football. We're going to take a timeout when we come back. Stan Shingles and Brian Weefridge will join me, and we're going to count it down to kickoff. It's Central Michigan and Western Michigan coming up next on the CMU Sports Network. Welcome back to Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant. Central Michigan and Western Michigan. These two teams will be meeting for the 78th time, as we'll go with Central Michigan's counting on this. And when you look back on the series between these two schools, Western leads the overall 43-32 with a couple of ties thrown in there. And Western has won four of the past five meetings. The one that the Chippewas won was a barn burner that came right down to the end, went to overtime, and the golden shoe of Ronnie Budd put the field goal through in overtime to give the Chippewas the come-from-behind victory. Joined now by Stan Shingles, my partner here in the booth. And Stan, you can just feel the atmosphere. You can feel intensity, and it's really been building all week to what a lot of people are saying. A lot of the old-timers are even saying this is as big a game as Kelly Short Stadium has ever seen.
Well, Kurt, I think it's been building for quite a while now. Here it should be a great atmosphere in Kelly Short Stadium.
Both teams coming in on four-game winning streaks. As you mentioned, the Chippewas with the 42-26 win over Temple last week, a game in which they got it moving early and able to get themselves a big lead. The running game got it going again for the second straight week. Dan LaFever, outstanding and efficient. So the Chippewas coming in on a pretty big high after a 16-day layoff. While Western Michigan, a four-game winning streak with back-to-back close wins. Not only the Miami win a week ago, but they had to come from behind to beat Eastern Michigan the week prior to that. So two teams going pretty good, obviously, right now with a MAC West Division championship on the line. Head down to the field now. Brian Weefridge is down there. Talk about the atmosphere on the field. The fans are starting to stream in here, Brian, and it's going to be just a bit nippy down there tonight, isn't it?
Well, Kurt, the buzz, you're absolutely right. The buzz around Mount Pleasant. We'll throw it back up to you for now.
All right, thanks a lot, Brian. Now let's talk about strategy here tonight and look at some of the matchups, Stan. When you look at this Western Michigan defense, that's been the difference comparing a year ago to this year. The defense has been very aggressive. And just amazing numbers, 20 interceptions already for Western Michigan's defense. They have over 35 sacks, so a very aggressive D that the Chippewas are going to have to be aware of and pick up those blitzes tonight.
Both teams are contending for a MAC West Division championship.
And when you look at the Chippewas, after a 16-day break, they were able to get healthy.
Yeah.
And so this deep into the season, when you've got almost everybody at 100%, that makes it a big, big factor.
No question. And, you know, last week, both teams certainly are.
Well, we have been on some charter flights where coming back, it hasn't been a whole lot of fun.
Yeah.
But last week, there was a quiet confidence after the win against Temple, especially among the senior leaders. And as we roll on our countdown to kickoff, we will talk about the seniors who will be making their final final appearances here at Kelly Short Stadium tonight. Chippewas coming out of their locker room right now. They're getting ready to prepare for this game with the Broncos. Broncos have their special teams out down to my right, and they're going right into the teeth of the student section, which is starting to fill up already here at Kelly Shorts. We're going to take a timeout. We will be back with more of the Countdown to Kickoff. Central and Western rivalry renewed right after this on the CMU Sports Network. Back at Kelly Short Stadium, Central and Western. The teams are down on the field right now warming up, and you can just feel the intensity continuing to mount here in this big Mid-American Conference West Division game. The student section starting to fill up to my right, the seats right below the press box here, as some of the fans starting to get here, and a lot of them bundled up, a big wind starting to roll in here at Kelly Short Stadium. Central enters this game 5-0 in conference play for just the third time since joining the MAC back in 1975. Chippewas have gone on to win conference championships both previous times in 1979 and 1990 after they have started with that 5-0 mark. Western Michigan a year ago beat the Chippewas in Kalamazoo, and we'll talk about that and talk about this rivalry game with Robin Hook, the voice of the Broncos of Western Michigan. Welcome to Mount Pleasant.
It's great to be here. Looking forward to what I think is going to be an outstanding football game.
Well, you can just feel the intensity, can't you?
Oh, it's been all week long in Kalamazoo leading up to the game today. I'm sure it's been that same way down here.
Let's just talk about Western and what an outstanding defense. Some of those numbers are eye-popping. 20 interceptions, all the touchdowns from the defense. Amir Ishmael, we've been talking about him. How do you stop him? Just an outstanding year so far for this Western defense.
They've really done very well, you know, and it's really a young defense, too. You talk about the secondary being all sophomores. Amir and Paul Tidoff are the veterans on defense. Anthony Belmonte, one of the defensive ends, was injured and lost for the season. He's a senior, and the other senior is Matt Ludeman, and also Jimmy Vincent, who's a backup in the secondary. A very young defense, they're very athletic, and they play really hard.
And you've had a couple of games that the defense has won for you. Basically, they've had to come up with some scores to win.
They have. Five touchdown interceptions this year. You know, the pick sixes have been amazing, and you know, everybody's figuring in. It's not just one or two guys. It's the whole group, and London Fryer leads them with five, and they've all been chipping in with some interceptions, and Amir Ismail's been outstanding. He's 22 tackles for losses, 15 sacks, one more, and he has a school record.
Yeah. Well, and he obviously has a chance to get the MAC record, too, and Dan Bazine set that a year ago.
That's
so
right.
A little bit of a going at each other here tonight. Offensively, Ryan Cubitt, who seems like he's been around for a long time, but he hasn't played all that many games because of the injuries, getting another year of eligibility after the injury last year, and seems to be very efficient this year for the Broncos.
He's done a great job, you know, and Western Michigan applied for additional years for both Tony Scheffler and Ryan Cubitt. Everybody felt Tony would get it, and Ryan didn't have a chance, but when Ryan was at Rutgers, he had an injury that played into the whole thing, and the NCAA gave Ryan the extra year, and Tony went on to the National Football League, and he's playing with the Denver Broncos and doing very well. So great to have Ryan. He's like another coach out on the field because he knows the offense so well that his dad put together, and it's like having another guy out there with coaching experience.
Well, you mentioned Tony Scheffler. The other guy that is playing on Sundays with Brett Favre and the Green Bay Packers is Greg Jennings, who has tried to fill his large shoes on this Western offense.
Pretty tough to fill his shoes. It's been by committee at the wide receiver spot, and really they didn't start gelling, Kurt, until midway through the season. The passing game was really struggling, and the Broncos relied on the running game with Mark Bonds and true freshman Brandon West, who's really stepped in and given Mark some help back there at running back. So it was the running game and the defense earlier in the season. Now the offense has started to move the football over 300 yards a game now, and doing very well.
Robert, are you surprised at all with the Mid-American Conference this year? It seems to have been turned upside down a bit. We see our friends Toledo down near the bottom, and Northern Illinois struggled a little bit, and over in the east, Ohio and Kent State. And it's been a strange season.
It's kind of refreshing, isn't it?
It really is. It's nice, isn't it?
How long have we waited to see this game have so much meaning to it? In the past, one or the other team has had a good year, and this game has meant a lot to one of the other teams, but never to both teams since I've been doing this. And this will be my 23rd consecutive Western Central game, and never has it meant so much in my time doing the game. So it's really exciting. It's great. It's refreshing, and it's really fun for all the fans of both Kalamazoo and Mount Pleasant and all over the state.
Yeah, Robin, before I let you go, what is the key to this football game tonight?
Well, I think for Western Michigan, the Broncos need to run the football, and that's going to be tough against the Central Michigan defense. It's third in the conference against the run. If the Broncos can run the football, it'll open up their passing game a little bit, and they'll have an opportunity to move the football down the field.
It's going to be a fun game tonight. Robin, have a good call. It's always fun to see you, and especially in circumstances like this, a very large game.
Thanks a lot, Kurt. My pleasure.
Robin Hook, the play-by-play voice of the Western Michigan Broncos. We're going to take a timeout. We'll be back with more of the countdown to kickoff from Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant right after this. You're listening to the Central Michigan University Sports Network. Back at Kelly Short Stadium, Central and Western. Really enough said right there. The rivalry between the Chippewas and the Broncos. It is a windy, chilly night. A little bit of rain coming down, but that's not going to stop the fans from coming in here. We're expecting a very large crowd here tonight under the lights at Kelly Short Stadium. Four of the past six Central Western games have been decided by 7 points or less. And of the 78 all-time meetings, 30 have been decided by a touchdown or less, which tells me do not leave early. We saw that a couple of years ago when the Chippewas really came back from nowhere and out of nowhere were able to get the game into overtime and win it on a field goal by Ronnie Budd. This is a big rivalry, obviously, and when you get seniors together playing in final games, it is even larger. As we look at the flip side of the Western Michigan Broncos side, Ryan Cubitt, the 6'2" senior quarterback, the son of the head coach Bill Cubitt, is back for his second rivalry game here in Mount Pleasant. He played a couple of years ago in that game, and he knows that this is a big rivalry from Western standpoint.
It's fun. You know, it's great. You know, it's been a rivalry. It's just a fun time.
From the Chippewa standpoint, center Drew Mormino will be one of 12 seniors playing in their final game here on the turf of Kelly Short Stadium. Didn't grow up in the state of Michigan, didn't know much about the rivalry, but he certainly has learned about it during his years here as a Chippewa. And Drew Mormino, a very intense Chippewa, raring to go tonight.
Well, what I can say about Western Michigan in my career here.
A very intense and ready-to-go Drew Mormino, again, one of 12 CMU seniors to play their final game, along with Dan Bazine, Obed Satut, Dave Condenny, Pacino Horn, Craig Knutson, Doug Kress, Damian Linson, Mike Ogle, Terrence Robinson, Joe Staley, and Lathan Williams. Those 12 would love to go out with a West Division championship, and a win here tonight would do just that. We're going to take a timeout. It is raining, it is cold, it is windy, and both teams are getting set for the rivalry game. Central and Western, and the countdown to kickoff rolls on the CMU Sports Network. Kurt Wilson, Stan Shingles, Brian Weifrich back at Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant. It's raining. It's really raining right now. The wind is blowing, the rain is coming down, but the fans are still ready to come on into Kelly Short Stadium for this rivalry game, Central and Western. Beauty of a game like this that has so much meaning for both teams is that we see a lot of former players making their way to the game to support their team, and Brian Weifrich is standing by with just one of those.
Well, right here we've got sort of a former player, but also a current Chippewa face around athletics. It's really starting to rain, and the wind is really blowing out of the north, Kurt.
Yeah, earlier, Brian, you said that you were the key for no rain. Not going to happen.
Not going to happen.
It is really coming down here. But fans will come in here and support this rivalry game, Central and Western. We're going to take a timeout. When we come back, we will chat with CMU Director of Athletics, David Hickey, as the countdown to kickoff rolls on from Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant right after this on the CMU Sports Network. Kelly Short Stadium in Mount Pleasant, Central Michigan and Western Michigan. Kickoff in about 18 minutes or so. Well, when Brian Wieferts went down on the field when our countdown to kickoff began, he confidently boasted that it was not raining. It was all because of him. Now we are going to confidently go down to the field and say, Brian, it's raining, and it's raining hard. It's all your fault.
Kurt, that's what I get for opening my big fat mouth. Holy cow. I don't know if cats and dogs are away. Be good. We'll throw it back to you.
Did he, Stan, just say that if it turns to snow, it's going to be better?
Yes. Absolutely.
I think Brian must be in the locker room or something because he said there's no wind down there.
Yeah.
Kurt Wilson, as we look at the flag across it, it's blowing a gale to the south.
He's hiding.
Hey, Brian, come out of the training room, my friend.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, the weather conditions have definitely deteriorated since we came on at the top of the hour. But you know what? It has not hampered the fans coming in. The student section is almost jam-packed. Down below me, the reserve section is starting to fill in, but you can imagine most people are hiding right now, trying to stay out of the rain as long as they can before they take their seats. And Stan, as we look across the other side, the good thing about this here tonight is looking at the far left from our vantage point, the section that normally does not get many fans in is about three-quarters full already.
Well, and that's what you like to see. And as we look across the field, we see a lot of black and gold. So those are going to be Bronco fans sitting over there, Kurt. And that's the thing that really makes this rivalry special is the location of the two schools. It enables Chippewa fans to travel down to Waldo Stadium in Kalamazoo and, of course, Western Michigan fans to travel up here to Kelly Short Stadium. And they're filling it in pretty good despite this deluge that's coming down. I think we're going to have a pretty good crowd here and hopefully a pretty doggone good football game as well.
All right. We are going to take a timeout, and when we come back, I will talk with the head man of the Chippewas, Brian Kelly. We'll do it right after we take this timeout. You're listening to the Countdown to Kickoff on the Central Michigan University Sports Network. Welcome back to Kelly Short Stadium. The countdown to kickoff rolls on as we get set for Central and Western, the rivalry renewed. Head coach Brian Kelly joins me. And, Coach, last week you got the win on the road out of the way at Temple, a game in which a lot of people talk about trap games before big rivalry games, but you did your job, got it done, got it in the win column. Pretty solid effort, especially from the offensive side.
Yeah, we got off to a great start, and that was the key. You know, we talked about last week about, you know, having all that time off, how are you going to respond. Our seniors did a great job of leading during the week, and we got off to that start that we needed, and really, in all intents and purposes, answered a lot of the questions about where our focus was, because clearly Western was on everybody's mind, and that's okay, but what's your focus? And our focus was playing good football against Temple.
All right, let's talk about Western, because there's a lot to talk about. First of all, I want to look at some of the matchups in this game. From your side of the ball offensively going against the Western defense, which looks to be a pretty aggressive defense. They have 20 interceptions. They have a ton of sacks. How good is this Western defense?
Well, I think they play extremely hard. They've got a very good scheme. They keep you really from gaining the kind of continuity offensively that you would want, because they're mixing things up with their blitz package. It's a very good scheme, but I think what makes it really good is they've got some very good players that play extremely hard down after down.
Why are they better this year than they were last year? I mean, this was a defense that wasn't very good in terms of statistics a year ago.
Well, I think, Amir Ishmael is the second year in the system. I really believe it's just being more familiar with what they want to do. I think their secondary is much more mature. I think they played two true freshmen last year, Biggers and Delmas. So just a little bit more experience. And again, I think just knowing what to expect and the kind of defensive scheme they have, because it was a little bit different last year, I think there's just a better comfort level with everybody.
All right. From the offensive standpoint, then, how do you attack this Western defense?
Well, I think first down is very important. You've got to get down a distance in your favor. You fall behind in second and 10 and third and 10, you know, then you've got to be able to handle all of their pressure. So I think it's very important to manage your down and distance. You've got to keep it in medium to short down and distance-wise. And if you do that, then obviously now they're the ones that have got to be on their heels. So they've made great progress with getting teams into second and 10, second and 15. And then it's hard because now they're going to try to bring some pressure and overload your protections. So it's very, very crucial that we get off to a good down and distance start.
Well, speaking of improving, I think the CMU running game has improved the last couple of weeks. What has been the difference?
Well, I think there's obviously a huge understanding that you've got to run the ball in November to be successful. So there's a commitment there. Secondly, I think the numbers are a lot fairer for us to run the ball than they were earlier in the year. Keep in mind, you know, we came into the season with a quarterback that had a question mark. So if you were preparing for us, who would you stop? I mean, Ontario Sneed was a guy that was coming back that had 1,000 yards and 55 catches. I'd stop him. Well, once we got our quarterback position settled and our receivers more consistent, then teams now look at Dan LeFevre. And when they look at Dan LeFevre, they can't stop Ontario Sneed as well. So we're getting the balance back into the offense that you need, and we're going to have this balance for a few years. So we're only going to get better offensively.
Coach, a year ago you were frustrated at times in terms of your running backs blocking. I would assume with Western's aggressive defense, your running backs are going to need to stay in protection a lot. Is that going to be a key today?
Oh, no question. We're going to get some matchups that we're not going to like, that we're going to have to do a very good job with. You know, Amarius Mail is a guy that you can't always put an offensive lineman on him. The back is going to have to block him sometimes. So those are going to be crucial matchups. But I think more than anything else, it's going to come down to our ability to get the ball out on time. And we do a very good job of getting the ball out quickly. That's something that we work on in our offense. So if any team has got an advantage against the Western Michigan blitz package, it's our offense, because it's what we do. So I think that will help us as we go against Western.
All right, we continue to hear about Ishmael on the Western side of the ball. Not many people are talking about Dan Bazine. I'm not sure why, because they're going to have to contend with him. Let's look at the matchup from that side, the CMU's defense against Western's offense. What do you have to do to slow them down?
Well, the first thing is that we've got to give Ryan Cubitt many different looks. We can't just let him have one look. He is too smart for it. He's an extension of his dad. I mean, he's going to be a very good coach. He coaches and plays at the same time. He gets you in the right play. He does a lot of checking at the line of scrimmage. We can't let him feel comfortable back there. But clearly, we've got to stop the run first. I mean, that's got to be the priority. We've got to stop Bonds and West. They're two very good backs. He's averaging, Bonds, I think, 100 yards a game. Stop the run. Don't give Cubitt easy looks. Make sure that he's feeling a bit uncomfortable. And then get a great pass rush. And not many people are talking about Dan Bazine. I think that's just fine, because I think post-game we'll have some comments about Dan Bazine.
All right, Western's offense a year ago, they had Greg Jennings, who's playing on Sundays. They had Scheffler, the tight end, playing on Sundays. How are they different this year offensively, because they don't have those two go-to guys?
Well, they're less of a big play offense. Though Ledbetter, their tight end, has been very, very good. He's been a big play strike for them. He's as good as any tight end in the league. And he gets good matchups because he's coming from an inside-out position. You know, I think they're a little different. Obviously, those two guys were big play guys, you know, and they looked for the big play last year. Much more controlled in their offensive structure. Their receivers are very capable, but guys that we've gone against all year are very similar. I think the guy that concerns me is Ledbetter, the tight end, because he can get loose in the middle of your defense. And so we've got to keep a good eye on him, and if we can do a good job on Ledbetter, I think that's going to prove that we're doing pretty good against the running game.
All right, and let's talk special teams now. And I would guess that Tony Mikulik is well rested. Didn't get much work last week. Rick Albreski missed a field goal. Where do your special teams stand right now?
Well, we're still very pleased with our punt team. I think that's been the star of our special teams unit. They've done a great job. Ricky has been hot and cold. He's kicking it. It's not always going through the uprights, but we can put him out there and have confidence in him because he's our guy. So he's been a guy that kicked the 47-yarder but missed one against Temple. I feel pretty good about him. Kickoff return has been outstanding. It's really given us good field position. You know, we struggled a little bit with our kickoff team. We kicked some balls out of bounds. We've got to, Brett Hartman's got to keep the ball in play for us. But all in all, our special teams have been very good all year. We have not gotten into a situation where, special teams beat us. So, again, we're going to need to play very good special teams. If we can do that, not give up the big play, and then manage our offense. Those are the things that we're looking for within our plan for winning.
All right, those are all the on-the-field plans. What about off the field in a rivalry matchup? This is your third season. You win an overtime game your first year. You go down there, and I think Kent Smith threw 70 passes trying to come back a year ago. What do you talk about in terms of a rivalry this week in practice?
Well, this has different implications than maybe the bragging rights that goes with a rivalry, but there's a couple of things. First of all, we want to win the Michigan MAC championship, and that's being the best team this year in the MAC in Michigan. So that's on the line. And then obviously the conference championship, the West championship is on the line. So it is a rivalry. There is bragging rights, but they're really overshadowed by the other two things. And those really are the focus of our football team. The rivalry is great for the fans. It's great for the media. They can pay a great deal of attention to that. But our kids are really focused on winning a MAC championship.
Coach, with that, I'll wish you the best of luck. We'll talk to you after the game.
Thanks, Kurt. Thank you.
Head Coach Brian Kelly of the Chippewas, and we are back. It is kickoff time, Central and Western, up next on the CMU Sports Network.